This is a Triple J podcast.
G'day, it's Dave Marchese with you for Hack's Deep Dive of the Week. And I want to know, have you ever been hacked? We're talking hacking on Hack. But I'm being serious. Have you been locked out of your socials? Maybe it was worse. You had some money stolen out of your bank account. Because in this deep dive, we are talking about the experience of being scammed. Because it turns out getting scammed is not just for boomers. In fact, new stats reveal that young people might be even more vulnerable. In Australia right now, a cybercrime is reported every 6 minutes.
Cybercrime does not discriminate. Trust me, you could be next.
You're about to hear from young people who've lived through this.
And I click on it and I see all these stories saying that I've invested in Bitcoin, and then you see videos of a new house that I've bought.
And they've got some pretty crazy stories to tell. But first, here's hack reporter Monty Bovell to explain why you could be at risk of being hacked.
It was a random Wednesday morning and I started receiving a bunch of verification text messages to my phone.
A year ago, Ash Rasso got hacked.
They had essentially gained access into my emails a few months prior.
She was just about to launch a new business when she suddenly lost access to just about everything. Her email account, her social media accounts, even her own bank.
They were essentially spying on everything that I was doing through the keyboard interactions I was having and through my camera, which was so scary.
After she got locked out, the hackers got in touch. They told her to transfer $500 to them within 48 hours if she wanted her accounts back. She didn't comply and instead went on a long and difficult journey to gain access back. While she got some accounts back, she wasn't able to get into others. She reckons she's still feeling the effects of the ordeal.
Because my identity documents were compromised, I needed to reapply for a new passport and a license, my Medicare, and I needed to jump through all the hoops to prove my identity.
I got hacked on the weekend and they tried to use that to blackmail me.
There's heaps of videos on TikTok of other young people sharing their own experiences.
How much is your TikTok account worth to you? That was the question I had to ask myself the other day when my TikTok account was hacked, held for ransom for money.
So yeah, if anyone can figure out how to get my accounts back, I'm just so close to quitting. Like, I don't know if I can continue with the business.
My Instagram account got hacked this morning, so this is just a warning for everyone to be really careful.
In fact, just last financial year, more than 80,000 cyber crimes were reported in Australia, costing Australians over $2 billion. And that's definitely not the full picture. A lot, maybe most, cyber crimes don't get reported.
Many young Australians believe they won't be the victim of cybercrime. And I think the bottom line is this can happen to anyone.
If you think cybercrime is something that just doesn't happen to young people, you might want to think again. Australia's National Office of Cybersecurity reckons young Aussies are ill-prepared and overconfident in their ability to protect themselves online. Lieutenant General Michelle McGuinness is the National Cybersecurity Coordinator.
I think the thing that concerns us about our young Australians is that over 50% of them are comfortable knowing they have a weak password. Again, over 50% of them are reusing the same passwords across different accounts. This is the number one way that Australians online are getting compromised.
The data suggests 18 to 24-year-olds took bigger cybersecurity risks than other age groups, like over 65s.
It is heartbreaking speaking to some people. This is not about blaming anyone. This is not about blaming the youth. It's helping them prepare and be resilient and take that action, understand the urgency.
And Michelle McGuinness has some tips. Get unique or complex passphrases for all of your accounts, set up multi-factor authentication, and keep your phone and laptop software updated.
These three things play a huge role in keeping us all more secure. They're easy to do, and just invest a little bit of time now to ensure that they're secure moving forward.
I probably get 10 DMs a day from younger people asking me what my advice is to gain back access into all of the accounts that they've lost access to. And the saddest part about it is by the time they've messaged me, it's already often too late.
Ash is now sharing her story on her social channels. She's using what happened to her as a warning.
If I could say anything to anyone, it would be cybercrime does not discriminate. Trust me, you could be next. And when it happens to you, there is no worse feeling in the world.
Hack on Triple J.
Monty Bovell reporting there, and so many messages from you with similar experiences of being hacked, being scammed. Someone says, I use PayPal where possible. They never see the card details. Secondly, you should only keep minimal money in your card account and transfer as required from an account with no card access. Is that person's advice there? Another person saying, I logged onto my banking app the other day. $800 was missing. Wow. And someone else saying, once someone hacked my Spotify and changed my password, that didn't help. So I resorted to just listening to a bunch of playlists named Get Off My Account, Please, which is maybe an effective way of sending a message. Who knows? Look, someone else who's had an experience of being scammed is Nat from Melbourne. She's on the line with us now. Nat, what happened with you?
So it was an early morning for me at work as I'm a personal trainer, and in between clients, I just went on my phone and just browsing Instagram, and I noticed that I got a message from one of my clients. And the funny thing is that she actually works in radio, saying, can you please vote for me on Spotify so I can hit number one on my podcast? And I didn't even know she had a podcast or anything like that. So from that moment, I was like, you know what? Sounds so legit. I'm like, I'm going to, you know, help her out. And I didn't even question it. And the link, when I clicked it at the time, had like login with email, login with Instagram. And I just opted to log in with Instagram. And I wasn't even thinking. And then my client came, I got back to work and jumped straight out of my Instagram. But then after my sessions finished, I went back onto my Instagram and I saw that my story had a ring around it. And I was so confused. I'm like, when did I post the story? And I click on it and I see all these stories saying that I've invested in Bitcoin. And then you see videos of a new house that I've bought with a car. And I literally look like I've transformed my whole life overnight. And the funny thing is that, well, not funny, but they also tried to scam people off my account by showing that I got the new house, the new car and Bitcoin, and come talk to me and I'll send you through another person to talk to have this kind of situation. And from that moment, when I noticed I got logged out, I tried to delete the stories, and then I just noticed I just got hacked when I tried to delete it and it logged me out.
Wow, that sounds like crazy stuff. Like, were you shocked that it had happened to you?
I was super shocked. It was my business. I thought this stuff would never happen to me because, you know, you just never think that that's going to happen. And the most thing that shocked me, though, was trying to get the help to get back my account because it was my business, and how the back and forth with Meta just wasn't as helpful to be able to get that account back. And from what I realized is how important two-factor authentication is. And that's something that I didn't have on. And you just don't think, when you hear this stuff, it just goes through your head and you're like, you know what, I won't really worry about it now. But since then, I made sure that everything has got two-factor authentication. I've invested in like a vault security and changed all my passwords. And I'm so secure that nobody can get into my accounts anymore, I don't think.
Well, we're glad to hear that. And it's good advice for people if they haven't considered doing that before. Different levels of security, it's worth investing in because it can happen to you. Hey, Nat, thank you so much for calling in with your experience. We've also got other people messaging in. Someone says, I had scammers call me on a bank's number pretending to be the bank, and they proceeded to empty my bank account. The bank took no responsibility and I won't get anything back, that person says. Another person saying, when I was living overseas, my Australian bank card was used in America multiple times. It was about $300. Thankfully, I got it all back, but it was so stressful. And Eddie from the Central Coast says, I've been scammed. I was buying some discounted kids' play equipment, but it never turned up. It was through the shop app, so I trusted it. In the end, I didn't get any response from shop. Yeah, really horrible to hear some of those stories of people being scammed online, having their accounts hacked, and a good reminder for everyone to think about online security. Like, I know I have been guilty of thinking, oh, well, all my stuff is out there. I've been compromised so many times. Is it worth staying on top of stuff? But the advice is yes. Change your passwords. Make sure they're strong and keep on top of this stuff. Look, that's all we've got time for on Hack for now. But remember, if you do like this kind of stuff, we have have deep dives dropping every week, big extended interviews, and obviously our radio show as well. So subscribe to this podcast. Go follow us on socials. Hack is on TikTok, on Instagram as well. I'll catch you next time. Hack.